Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel is a multifaceted ministry, a public interest law firm at its core, with many other affiliated projects and ministries to advance religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage in the family. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. Today, we're going to be discussing our ministry in Washington, D.C. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, we have had, Liberty Counsel has had, a ministry and office in Washington, D.C. since 2007. In fact, the first person to occupy that office was a graduate of Liberty University School of Law when I was dean at the School of Law, and she ultimately worked with me when I was a dean at the law school, and she was in law school, and she was our first employee of the Washington, D.C. office. She now works in a legislator's office and has worked at a legislator's office, both on the House, and now she's for a prominent legislator on the Senate side. Matt, we've been there since 2007, advancing religious freedom through our public policy. Liberty Counsel advances religious freedom, life, and marriage in the family through litigation in the courts, through education, through a wide variety of methods, including this radio program, among many other outreaches, and through public policy. And the office in Washington, D.C. educates on matters related to public policy. In fact, you also worked in Washington, D.C. before you and I met, and that's how we ultimately met with your presence
right.
in D.C. If you're wanting to affect the nation, you have to be in Washington, D.C.
You do. And the culture is usually upstream from public policy. And people say, you know, oh, religion, particularly Christianity and politics, don't mix. They're like oil and water. Well, nonsense. Unfortunately, there are those who use and abuse public policy in order to quash religious liberty. When I was, you mentioned working in D.C. at Concerned Women for America, I was one of the like-minded men there. They talked about furthering biblical principles in public policy. Liberty Counsel has been at the forefront of doing that since 2007. And public policy, again, is informed by the culture, and religious liberty is at the core of the debates in public policy today. So there is a need to protect religious liberty in the context of public policy.
Yeah, it's so important. And, you know, we don't talk a lot about what we do in D.C. A lot of it's under the radar. But, you know, our director of public policy, he's attending all these different meetings with legislators, knowing what's going on and involved in these different bills that are on the table regarding the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and the family and marriage. You know, so we have a very active presence there that we don't talk about a lot, but it's very important, as you said, Matt, that we have a presence and we are active in these policies.
And we also train up a young generation of leaders because we have internships mm-hmm. year-round, but we have more interns in the summer
right.
that come from around the country to work out of our Washington, D.C. office as they learn areas of public policy. Some of them end up returning to Washington, D.C., and they begin working with legislators or someplace on the Hill. But we also have a ministry that's expanding. In fact, I just returned from Washington, D.C. On Monday of this week, I was able to attend, Anita and I, the annual banquet of the Supreme Court Historical Society.
Mm.
It meets every year. It's the Historical Society of the U.S. Supreme Court. It's the society that does all of the different events for the Supreme Court justices and Supreme Court, different kinds of programs. And every year they have an annual meeting and a banquet. And the banquet is in the great room, the great hall. So when you walk up the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court, there's this long rectangle hall as you're walking straight with all these columns on both sides and all the graphic and the etchings on the wall, including Moses' profile with the Ten Commandments being the most frequent repeated graphic on the wall. And then you walk straight into the double doors leading into the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, that's called the Great Hall, and that is transformed into a banquet hall. And it's an amazing opportunity to attend every year. I'm a member of the Supreme Court Historical Society on the Board of Trustees. And so most of the justices every year attend that. You get a chance to talk with them, interact with them. They are there having an enjoyable time as part of that banquet. So I just returned from there. I also, the next day, I was in the Mansfield Room. And the Mansfield Room is this beautiful place in the U.S. Senate. And I was there as part of honoring the law enforcement officers of the year. And we are, Liberty Counsel is expanding its footprint in Washington, D.C., a ministry that has been in Washington, D.C. for many years, that it's had a huge impact, is becoming part of the Liberty Counsel ministry, affiliating with the Liberty Counsel ministry. So we not only have a presence, have had a presence since 2007, but our ministry footprint and ministry opportunities will be expanding. We'll be certainly also incorporating a greater emphasis on the spiritual ministry to members in the Washington, D.C. area and organizations, and certainly our political and judicial leaders there. So we're very excited about the expansion. We'll talk about that more, Matt, in July, after some of that expansion materializes, but we're moving forward to a greater presence even than what we have now in the nation's capital.
You're teasing your listeners.
Yeah.
Matt.
Get your appetite wet. And you know, it's so important. I mean, people complain about what's going on in Washington or whatever, but we have the opportunity to minister to these leaders, to pray for these leaders. And so, you know, we as Christians are called to do that.
Yeah. And just like honoring the law enforcement officer of the year in the District of Columbia. This same event that I attended this week honored the law enforcement officers the year before. It does that every year. And in fact, some of those officers were people who were the security guards for Representative Steve Scalise that were injured in the line
heroes.
Of duty. They were heroes.
They saved us from mass
murders. They saved a lot of people from having mass murder take place.
Yeah.
And a lot of lawmakers they saved.
Yeah. A lot of lawmakers they saved. And so they were honored as part of that same event in the Mansfield Room, a beautiful room as part of the U.S. Senate. And I was there yesterday. The day before, I was able to be in the U.S. Supreme Court and be able to be in the Great Hall. And it's a beautiful facility. Obviously, it's the U.S. Supreme Court, but it's a great opportunity. And of course, the chorus, they end their presentation, beautiful chorus at the end, different ones, different years. But they always include the Battle Hymn of the Republic, all of the verses. And so that's a very Christian song when you go through all the verses. A lot of people just sing or they know about the first couple of stanzas, but this includes all of it. And it's beautiful to be able to be there and experience that. So we are there to advance public policy by educating lawmakers and government agencies on issues related to our ministry core, religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, marriage and the family. Our Liberty Counsel Action C4 public policy arm also includes limited government, strong national defense, and obviously support of Israel. All of those areas and more, we help to educate lawmakers about good public policy. You know, when we started off, we defended laws. And then we began soon after that to be able to realize you've got to have good laws to defend. And so you have to not only defend in the courts and you have to enforce the law in the courts, but you also have to have good law passed. And so we've been working for years on providing good law, good education to lawmakers about what laws should be considered and passed that deal with religious liberty, the sanctity of human life, marriage and the family, Israel, the limited role of government, strong national defense. And we do that not only in Washington, D.C., but all over America as well. So Liberty Counsel has multifaceted aspects of many projects and affiliated ministries. Don't get discouraged by what you see happening or what you read in the media or hear in the media. Get encouraged and join with Liberty Counsel. You can extend your reach to our nation's capital and thus throughout the country by partnering with Liberty Counsel. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org. All that we do at no cost. So we depend upon your prayers and your regular financial support. Go to lc.org and pledge to support Liberty Counsel on a monthly basis.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.